To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Yeah, we're back. Sorry about the week hiatus. You can probably tell by hearing my voice right now. Still slightly sick, but definitely doing a lot better than last week. Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the news show. It is the 19th of September, 2022. Got the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, Uber's saying, yeah, we were hacked, but we don't have any evidence, at least right now, that accounts were actually compromised. Now, if you're just catching up on this story, an 18-year-old hacker actually gained administrator access to the company's internal software systems. But according to Uber, at least of right now, as they're doing their little forensic analysis, none of its user private information was actually compromised. And all of its products, including Ride and Hail, Uber Eats, and food delivery services, are currently operational. Now, the hack was actually discovered last Thursday. And only now more information is coming out. And according to Uber, just for safety precautions, internal software tools were actually taken offline yesterday and will slowly come back online later today. Just like we probably will be hearing about information slowly coming more forward from Uber itself. All right, a hack there, a hack there, a hack everywhere. Seems to be the theme for this show, LastPass. We all know it was hacked way back in August. That's when LastPass actually admitted that an unauthorized party gained entry into its system. They have been actually doing a lot of internal investigation of seeing what went wrong, and by all accounts, what they can tell, again, no user data was compromised. This is all part of their latest update from the CEO over there at LastPass, stating that the company's investigation with their chosen cybersecurity firm revealed that the bad actor had access to its systems for 4 days, and they were able to steal some of the password manager's source code and technical information, but their access was actually limited to the service's development environment, and that actually isn't connected at all to customers' data and encrypted vaults. Again, lots more investigating will continue on over there at LastPass, and by all accounts, I'm sure users are hoping this will be the last time this happens, even though it probably won't be. I'm sure lots of people remember back in 2015, that's when LastPass suffered a security breach that actually compromised users' email addresses, though this time around, it doesn't seem to be as bad. And finally, we'll get off the hack and head on over to the name drops, literally. Don't fall in love anymore with Celeron and Pentium in your names for your Intel chip, because Intel says, yeah, they're not going to be using them anymore. They've actually been in use since the 1990s, and Intel's thinking, yeah, that's long enough. The company plans on replacing both names for low-end laptop chips in favor of the simpler Intel processor badge. Really? Did we all get around a table and say, yeah, we can't think of anything, just call it the Intel processor? Intel says this move will help simplify their lineup, letting the company focus on more of the Core, Evo, and vPro labels. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website still located over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Find all the BTN shows over there, of course, including the news show. Check out the latest Mac show. The big show's up over there, too, and the photo show as well. Give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment. Tomorrow, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.